Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, kicking ass, man. Yeah, Dublin Kaufman High. Go Rocks.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. By the way, happy Groundhog Day to everybody out there. Has that sewer rat come out of the hole yet and seen its shadow?
Hey, relax, man.
We got an update on that?
That's a PA thing, man.
You know. Punxsutawney.
Yeah.
I want to go to that. We should have sent Lee to cover that event in Gobbler's Knob. We should. It's so funny. We should have. Lee, would you have been up for that?
What is it called?
Gobbler's Knob.
That's on the golf course, or that's the area?
I just think that's the area. That's what they call it, where they do the big festivities there.
Where they grab them out of there, huh?
Lee, would you be up for that? Going to Gobbler's Knob to see if that sewer rat came out.
I wonder where that name came from.
Shadow.
I wonder who came up with that.
A little history on that, please.
How did they put those two words together? Were there a lot of wild turkeys over there?
Not sure.
Was there a lot of doors and a lot of turkeys? Because I could see where you would get a lot of gobbling and turning doorknobs. So you would, in fact, name it Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah. Lee, can we vouch out for this?
Yeah, according to a sign, the Gobbler's Knob has two potential origins. The first is that the area was once home to a large group of turkeys.
Bam!
Called rafters. Yeah.
Bam!
The second that the name comes from the traditional act of gobbling up woodland creatures after a hunt.
I call that the turkey hole.
Thank you, Coach.
Whoa, you got that right.
How's that lawsuit coming along, Coach? Appreciate you chiming in.
God dang.
Lee, have we gotten an update? Has that thing seen its shadow yet, or what do we got? Like 6 more weeks of winter? How's that work?
I will keep an eye out for Punxsutawney Phil. No word yet.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with us. On this show, none of us.
What do you mean?
Not even Q.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to worry about if there's any more.
I kind of hate that, though, you know?
Not me.
Like, looking forward to that moment where a groundhog is going to tell you whether or not winter is going to keep going,
it's
or spring is going to come soon.
I mean, cold that's as living hell life here right now.
If that's not living life, I don't know what is.
It's 17 degrees at Gobbler's Knob right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You don't think they're sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to see what Punxsutawney Phil has to say?
I know that.
I was freezing this morning. So that's enough for me.
It's like 50 degrees.
Did you ever go see Punxsutawney Phil back when you lived in PA?
Never. That's I've been to Punxsutawney,
right?
Though.
Hour 20-minute drive. Hour 20-minute drive to PA.
I don't really feel like I missed out on anything by not going to Gobbler's Knob.
Can I ask this question? Certain.
Yeah.
Of all the animals we look to for weather advice, why would we look to
a groundhog?
Great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. I don't think groundhogs exist anywhere else than Punxsutawney.
I'm just saying, here's what I want to hear. Why don't we have people call in 877-996-6369? Tell us what animal you'd rather hear weather advice from.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, not a pigeon if you're near LeVar, because that thing will explode in the air.
Well, it's because it's a den creature, because so if it is winter, then it goes back into its den for 6 weeks.
Okay, Lee, how many other den creatures do we want to put our stock in?
Well, we would want to do it with a bear, I'm assuming.
Well, maybe we should.
That bear.
We allow bear to give us camp advice and putting out fires and
I mean, Smokey is the man. That is for certain.
I would say have a mountain lion do it, but they can't dodge traffic out here in Southern California.
They really don't do well getting across the freeway.
Every time they come out to see how much more winter's left, they
get hit by
an F-250.
And then they look like a stuffed animal.
Next thing you do, they're doing a march.
By the way,
where
did the funding come for the memorial for M-22?
I don't know.
That's probably taxpayer dollars in California.
Of course it is.
Bro, they had a vigil, a march.
You know those 10 cents you pay for grocery bags?
Yeah,
that all went so they can honor some dead cat who couldn't look both ways before he crossed the street.
They were really celebrating M-22's life.
Yep.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, speeches, all kinds of stuff.
See,
rallies.
But at Gobbler's Knob, they do it the right way. It's festive. It's fun. They've got a band on stage right now.
Got some booze in their coffee.
Oh, come on, man.
Fred Jonas, some booze.
What's the morning booze that would go best in a coffee at Gobbler's Knob? What would you say? A little booze?
Gobbler's Knob. I mean, I'm a rum chata type of guy. I like rum chata.
Go rum in a coffee?
Rum chata, huh?
Yeah, I like rum chata. I was big on rum chata for maybe a year or two.
I mean, isn't it Bailey's if you're having coffee? Isn't that what people...
I mean, and Gobbler's Knob, it probably would be more correct to use Bailey's.
Tequila and coffee, I've heard before.
No one's ever said that before.
Yeah, I've heard tequila
Literally
and coffee.
Never.
I've heard
Literally
it.
Never.
I swear. It's true.
Yeah, no.
I might try that this morning.
No, I never had that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I might try
Berto, have you ever heard of that, Berto?
No.
Well,
I mean, I'm assuming you would probably use a darker, like an...
Kahlua, yes.
Yeah, they do have a tequila that is darker that you could probably put, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, okay. So even tequila's being like more like diverse with the way they're going.
I mean, why not? I mean, you got to drink it.
Got to be inclusive here.
I mean, if you're going to go see the groundhog, you got to have that drink.
Bottle's got a wig, you know.
There is a market for that. Why not?
By the way, Jonas, good. you missed my reference.
Go do it again.
No, it was a conversation I had with Jonas yesterday, and so here's what I said. I said, Jonas, you have to start doing more impressions. I said, everyone I know that listens to the show loves his impressions. Yeah, now you're getting it.
It is very
and
good.
And so he did an impression yesterday. That had me falling down.
I can't do it.
He doesn't want to do.
No, I know he won't do it.
That's friendly fire. I was kind of segueing to it.
Well, what is it? I want to hear it now. I'm curious.
You have to wait till the break.
That's too much friendly fire.
It's fantastic.
Because,
by the way, Berto and Lee will fully appreciate it.
Okay, here's I don't realize I can do impressions until I start to do them. And I go, oh, that's kind of close. Like, I didn't know I could do Brian Gumbel until I started doing it. I said, wow. Like, just by osmosis.
Can you give us Harry Carey during the groundhog coming out?
Hi, welcome to Gobbler's Knob. To your right, you've got a Budweiser, and to your left, you've got a pamphlet giving you instructions as to how this whole thing's going to go. So let me just go ahead and break it down for you. Punxsutawney Phil comes out of the hole, sees the shadow, runs back into the six more weeks of winter. In case you were wondering, Punxsutawney spelled backwards is Yenwoopdekakzabba.
Look at how many people. We got it on one of the TVs. Look how many people are there.
A lot of people there.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, there's a lot of people there.
They got some guy in a top hat on stage.
They got signs. Love,
you'll ever notice in L.A., they'll show, like, all the stuff that happens in, like, colder other parts of the country where it's, like, more festive and everything else. And people are watching like, oh, that seems so nice. We never have to worry about that.
Yeah, no, ever.
I've become one of them.
They've got flames on stage.
It's like the Midwest News is LA's like reality TV.
Oh, it's
They're
the
like,
best.
Oh, look at these people. They're going to look at this groundhog and give them an indication of winter or
spring. Why do you think I watch Big Ten football? Because it's not like that in the Pac-12. You know why? Because we can actually watch it on TV out here.
It looks
That's
like
why.
Woodstock on television.
It is.
Right
it's
now
awesome.
For
it is awesome.
So you're saying there's just as many drugs? Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
There's probably something going on there.
Yeah, they're having a great time, man. 13 degrees.
I was about to say, they look like they're trying to stay warm to figure out if they got to stay warm for longer.
By the way, someone said to me the other day, they're like, talking about Woodstock. They're like, man, have you ever gone back and looked at the pictures of people at Woodstock? I said, no. They're like, people were so skinny then, you know? Just look at them. Like, no one's as big anymore. They're all skinny. It's got to be something that someone's putting in our food. I was like, yeah, or just like the people who went to Woodstock, you know, maybe didn't eat food. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some
and did a bunch of drugs,
drug
made them lose weight.
They were snorting crystal meth off each other's
exactly.
belly buttons.
Yeah.
Like, what do you like?
I'm like, I'm not sure that's the that's the example of why people have gained weight or I don't know.
I mean, did you see the end of Forrest Gump? Huh. Jenny looked like she had run 5 marathons in a row on an empty stomach at that point. She was a Woodstock.
Well, they
chick.
were spiritually enlightened.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Right. I thought it was the bath salt.
It could have been that.
Well, you know, they were enjoying Jimi Hendrix giving them his rendition of the national anthem. I mean, they were enjoying free love and, you know, they were loving on trees.
Let me tell you something. That love wasn't free. It came back later on. They had to pay for it.
Mm. Did they?
You know? Yeah, you did. Mm. Certainly did.
I'm missing that one. I don't know what you're referring to.
Tell me.
Well, what happened to Jenny?
Jenny.
Yeah, what
Jenny,
happened to her?
Well, you know,
Jenny.
She had to fundraise, you know, to be able to go to Woodstock.
Oh,
that is
gosh.
True. It ran out of cookies.
It ain't free to get to Woodstock, but once you get there, you know.
Ran out of Girl
Scout
cookies.
There's no such thing as a free lunch, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You had to get there.
Got any more Thin Mints? No? Will this do? Yeah, we'll take two. All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe.
Only
Fox
two
Sports
more
Radio.
To go.
LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, for those of you wondering, all right, so, I mean, are we going to get to the football? Absolutely, we're going to get to the football. That's what we do here on this show. That's why we're the only show that does Football Fridays year-round. That's why we're the only show that honors the NFL the way we do. So in case you wanted something on football, the Eagles are still a 1.5-point favorite. On many places that you can gamble on. So there's the your little preview of Super Bowl 57. We are brought to you by Discover. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. So coming up next, there's a team who got some news on one of their most important players, and it doesn't seem like it's great news at all. We'll get into that for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. So coming up here in just a couple of moments from now, some teams got some news on their quarterback. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound all that great. We'll get into that for you here on Fox Sports Radio. Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me give you guys some news. With Stamps.com teaming up with the post office to get you huge mailing and shipping discounts up to over 80% off, it's a new year no-brainer, folks. Save serious money today when you go to Stamps.com. Use code 2PROS for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a free scale. Stamps.com, code 2PROS.
So it was announced yesterday. And by the way, we're going to have some over-unders coming up in about 20 minutes from now.
How was that impression, by the way?
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
it's pretty on point. It's
I wouldn't know, but it was funny to listen to it.
Oh, developing, like it's you know we're
ask Lee and Berto
working it out here. It's got promise, but still got a lot.
I think it's dead on.
So the news came out yesterday that after more than a month, Tua Tagovailoa has cleared concussion protocol.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. After more than a month, he finally cleared concussion protocol.
And now he's got an entire offseason to, you know, get further and further healthier.
It took more than a month to clear concussion protocol?
Right, sometimes
that's
it takes
alarming?
Like a year.
Really?
Oh, about a year.
I don't know.
If it takes you a year, I think you're done playing.
How long did it take you guys? You never know.
Have
you ever
I had a second one in 2012, and they were really patient with trying to give me clearance. Now, I had clearance from the independent neurologist. I had clearance from my doctor, but our team physician wouldn't clear me. So it's definitely something that could take some time, especially when it's considered in diagnosis your second one. They're going to be very cautious about it, and they're looking for symptoms all the time. And I'll be honest with you, I think most players, depending on how many they've had, depending on you know, how many have been bad, especially considering some of the ones like, you know, Tua has been through. You know, there's probably still symptoms that guys don't want to acknowledge and they're probably trying to ignore. But once you get out of the season, you're probably able to be a little more honest about it because it's not like you're rushing back to go play. That war mentality is not necessarily there. So, it's not surprising it took this long to get cleared, for me at least, in looking at the hits that he took this year and the injuries that he sustained.
I thought it would be maybe a little quicker, because there was some speculation if they...
Yeah, but quicker for what? Like, what's going to solve it this
way? Well,
point?
I'm just wondering, there was some thought that, hey, would he be back for the playoff game? If they won that game, would he be back for... And I was like, no, he wasn't even close. Like, that wasn't even, not even a question. Like, now it took, this long for him to clear. And then the likelihood of him getting one next year, then what happens? I mean, it just feels like now all the heat is on the Dolphins and Tua. If he gets another one in their medical staff, how do they handle it moving forward?
We got some weird ass traditions, but I would say, as it applies to, I'm looking at him pulling Phil out, by the way, if you were wondering.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
How's it going? What's the guy saying?
I mean, Phil is a little lethargic. He's chilling. They
looks like a slug with hair.
They're around him with their top hats on, and they're waiting to see if he sees his shadow or his reflection or whatever it is. I don't know. He looks a little groggy, though. Like what you look like after you've gotten a concussion. And the thing about it with...
Great point.
Yeah, right?
Well done.
Way to bring it back to Tua.
Well done.
I think that, again, there's going to always be a
Does
level...
Does Tua look like a groundhog?
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm just saying, if he looked like any animal, I mean, is that...
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think
groundhogs are a little... I don't know. I know my grandfather looked like a bird dog, and my other grandfather looked like a bulldog.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't look like a groundhog.
Yeah, I would say we have
your grandfather looked like a bulldog.
We called him bulldog.
Jesus Christ,
we called him bulldog. He looked like
a bulldog. If I just Google search people who look like bulldogs, what do you think will come up?
People. There will 100%, it wouldn't be like there's no results for this search. God. People will pop up.
The first person who comes up is John Travolta, and it's next to
a bulldog.
A dog. Well, it's next to it. It looks like an American.
Yeah,
bulldog.
American bulldog. And there is a difference. Yeah. American bulldogs have bigger heads. They're more like American, like pit bull, almost looking. Whereas British bulldog is more like with the teeth underneath and more, like a fat face.
Underbite.
Yeah, they got the underbite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think people look like dogs. I don't maybe there's certain. I've seen people who've looked like reptiles.
I think
I look like an alligator.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
I think you look like a Hall of Famer.
Or like a gecko.
Yeah.
You look like a Hall of Famer to me.
A gecko looking Hall of Famer.
You look like a Nittany Lion to me.
I do look like a Nittany Lion. I will take that.
Yeah,
I definitely have a mountain lion look to me.
Brady looks like a guy who lied about being Irish his entire life until he found out he was Italian.
That's not racist. Mm. Oh, my God.
What? He has a racist.
It's a little racist. I'm surprised Birdo didn't hit the button on this one. I mean, you get a lot of free passes, Jonas, on the racial button. I'm just saying,
racist,
especially for a white guy in America.
Birdo,
I'm just saying
that is true.
Six more weeks of winter.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
That's the news.
That's really gonna impact you guys in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Huh?
Gosh, man.
Boy. I'm gonna go stick my feet in my pool today. I'm gonna dip my toe in, and I'm gonna have a nice cold water, and think about y'all having 6 more weeks of
six
winter.
More weeks
but
of
think
winter.
About that. That moment for a lot of people out there, they're distraught. They're looking at themselves like you gotta be kidding me. And meanwhile, you guys are just watching it purely as entertainment because it has no impact whatsoever on your lifestyle.
But it's been cold here.
Hey, what's the latest it snowed during in the year for you guys growing up in PA and Ohio?
I don't remember.
May?
Oh, dude, well, the latest that I can recall, most recent in my life, we had a spring game and it was snowing.
Yeah.
And that was late April. and that was in South Bend. Yeah. But we were playing in the bookstore basketball tournament, which is – I believe it's considered the largest 5-on-5 basketball tournament in the world.
Nice.
And there's 500, 600 teams. It's any student, faculty, worker, anyone who wants to field a team, you can field a team. And you all play down. It literally starts the entire spring. Well, we were playing the semis. We won it the year before. And we had just played the spring game. We were playing against a couple other guys who were on the football team that played on another team. But you couldn't have all football players. You had limitations to how many athletes you could have on a team. So we told the other team, we just got done the spring game. We're like, man, I am not about to go play a basketball game in this. And they're like, yeah, same here. So our team didn't show up. We called our other teammates. The other team, the football players didn't, but their three other players who were students, they went and fielded two more people to make five, so we forfeited. So I will never forget that last snow because I was so salty about that. Because we had this whole agreement. We were going to play two the next day, so whoever won was going to play in the championship right after. And we had this whole thing planned out. And meanwhile, they took it from us. Because we won the following year after that, too.
Should have beat their ass afterwards.
They took it.
Well, I never found the kids, but if I could.
Dublin
they're,
style.
They're probably trying to celebrate a tainted championship.
I bet you they're looking for their shadow, trying to get a different readout than what Phil did.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want that six more weeks of winter.
It's a great point.
Yeah, you know, because it's cold out here in these streets, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. It was cold. I got, look, man, I'm about to put this space heater on. I got this big bubble vest on. You know,
how
long
cold
sleeves.
Is it right now in Los Angeles?
It's freezing,
it's
man.
It's like 50-something degrees.
Freezing.
It ain't that bad.
Wow.
It's 48 right now.
Is it 48?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh.
You guys
I didn't get that far.
Are about as unrelatable as it gets.
42? It's just freezing, man.
You guys are just very unrelatable right now.
I mean, I'm in a cold tub right now doing this show.
I'm sorry. You got your jacket off.
Okay,
You know. You do your show in a cold tub?
Go space.
No, because I cold tub. Jonas knows. I cold tub every night.
Yeah. Every night?
Every night.
It's great for you.
I know it is, but
39 degrees to the neck.
It's too painful, man.
What do you go, 3 minutes?
Please. At least six. That's the
yeah.
minimum.
At least six?
Yeah.
You know,
10 or 12, depends.
You want torture, put your foot in an ice bucket to do therapy with no toe cover on. That's torture.
Bro, I don't have a toe cover on.
Yeah, that's torture. You're weird, man. You're a weirdo.
Yeah, you have known that by now?
I've confirmed it just now. A cold bath every night is weird.
Let's do a cold tub together.
I mean, you're probably going to live longer than all of us. Your joints are going to be good and all that. But you know what? I will be old and decrepit, and we'll be doing this show, and you won't sound old and decrepit. I will, and I'll still call you weird.
You want to do a cold tub together at Super Bowl in Arizona?
No.
Us three and a cactus.
I have no desire to do it. When my pool gets too cold, I immediately heat it up. It's immediately an unnecessary expense. It's an unnecessary experience.
Yeah, but you do have some.
I've never done those cryogenic or cryo deals where you go in and it's like super, super cold and you only have gloves on and earmuffs and all that. I don't do that.
Ted Williams' head is frozen right now.
Yeah, I mean.
His head?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You throw that thing at a big green egg, he'll be batting fifth for the Red Sox in a couple months.
You are funny.
I'm telling you.
No, what they're going to do is. They're going to wait for technological advances.
Advances, yeah.
And then they're going to take the DNA from that hit, and they're going to recreate Ted. They're going to bring him back.
God, batting 400.
I mean, he was way ahead of his time, huh? Yeah.
They're going to bring him back.
Sure was. He was the original cold tub.
I mean, cloning is a thing now. They just haven't figured out how to get the personalities the same. They can actually clone, you know, they've cloned, what, sheep or stuff like that? They've cloned things, but...
yeah.
But they have different personalities.
They do a lot of things with sheep in certain parts of the country.
Like what?
I don't know.
Oh.
Some stuff.
What does that mean?
Just heard stories. It's
two
pros.
By the way, two are clear concussion protocol.
So. Yes.
Yeah. That's how you stick the landing.
I mean, it's just going to.
That's called being a
professional. And then also, yesterday was National Signing Day.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna bring that up.
It was.
I completely forgot it was National Signing Day.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean, why?
I don't know. I thought,
LeVar, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, I know you got some guys maybe, but.
Yeah, I do.
I'm just saying, like, you have to admit, signing day is not what it once was.
No, it used to be a bigger deal.
The early signing period's ruined it.
People are confused. It's like the early signing period kind of steals the shine from the real signing day.
Yeah, because most of your class is committed and signed by then. And so at that point, like even if they don't enroll in January, they've still signed.
Yeah.
So that's where the recruiting rankings kind of are tallied up and taken in. And you know, that's kind of it.
I feel like they're pressuring these kids to do it, too. Like if you don't do that early signing, they might sign someone else You know, so it's like sign now with us, or, you know, it's almost like it's I feel like at this point it's one of two things when you signed yesterday. Either they were waiting to see if they were going to get the guy they really wanted and they didn't, so now you're the one they're going to give the scholarship to, or you're a high profile recruit and you waited until this moment to make your decision. It's one of those two, which is kind of interesting.
Because you wanted to shine.
Well, because you might have, you know, for whatever reason it may be. I mean, but you're high. Well, yeah. You're waiting to see if that deal came through.
What's in the bag?
Yeah, you're waiting to see if the check cleared.
Yeah, if that check cleared, we're going to sign today. Well,
what's in that bag you were talking about?
Money. Skrilla. Cheese. Chips. Yeah, that's, you know, but... It is interesting how the whole landscape is it's like it's very turbulent right now, man. There's a lot of families being impacted by everything that's going on, man. Like on a serious note.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, they're okay. It's a good problem to have, right? Like you're potentially getting a Division I scholarship.
Some of them. There's a lot of dudes.
There's others who are being like left in the wind.
There's a lot of dudes that aren't like there are some really really fine guys that are they just. Blowing in the wind, man.
Yeah.
They literally are.
Are there? Let me ask you this. Are there? I'm not asking you to give names of teams
on,
or,
Brian Gumbel,
or coaches.
Conduct this interview.
Let me ask you this.
Let me ask you.
I'm not asking you to give names of teams or coaches, but have you heard of maybe teams or coaches tell players, "Hey, sign now." Or this deal's gone. That's like, take it or leave. Like,
yeah, but that's what I just said.
But like,
yeah.
with money involved.
Oh, with money involved.
They can't dictate that to a player who they're going to pay. If they're trying to tell a kid who's on his way in that, you know, they're going to have this for him as far as NIL goes, that kid's the one calling the shots. He's the one that's like, well, so-and-so is paying me more, so that might not be enough. Like, that kid's already negotiating. They're not trying to sign or we're going to go. So I mean, at that point, they're like, no, we need this guy. That's why we've got something in place for him when he gets to school.
Yeah. But that's a small fraction.
Yeah, it's 1%.
It's a small
it's 1%.
Fraction. Yeah.
You're talking about 5-star, 4-star players.
Yeah, it's not like this is like a common theme, you know. Yeah. So you know.
God, blue chips, huh? Blue chips
come. It's like come to life. It's like for real. Like if you can find Leon Berdow, like you're going to pay for him.
Buy Ricky Rose dad a tractor.
You're going to get that tractor. Yeah. You're going to get him that tractor.
That's the problem, though, is you don't have like many kids anymore where the dads need a tractor.
These days, it's
Good point.
Me the farm.
Yeah.
It's always been like get a church. You ever notice that? Like old school way, like get me a church or, you know, get me a tractor, farm.
Give me a church.
Humble.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's a weird that, like, for
I mean, I understand the money laundering thing for the church.
I didn't even put
what,
that
that's
together.
What it would be.
Come on.
I just thought it was interesting that a lot of high-profile athletes back in the day had fathers. I mean, I'm one. My dad is a reverend. He's an ordained minister.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, he is. He's ordained. Yeah. But he never asked
for
anything.
Thank you, Jesus!
Never asked for anything. I had a chance, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. How is Live Bet Jesus doing, by the way?
Hey, how is he?
He won his last bet.
Did he really?
Yeah, sure did.
The match was almost over, though, right? It was in the third set.
Uh-oh. it was pretty much done.
Live Bet Jesus came down live. It was the third set.
The cat
was what, two?
It was
points away
live.
From winning?
Yeah, it was barely live is what it was.
Yeah.
Barely Live Bet Jesus.
Two more serves.
A win is a win, all right? It doesn't matter what the odds were. A win is a win, and some people cashed in.
Doesn't matter if it was
some money.
You know, what was the bet?
That's
two
the
more
risk.
Serves left for
$1.4 million.
That's the risk.
If you
bet a lot to win a little, but you still win, you'll take it. That's a win. All right?
No.
That's how this works. I mean, look, Live Bet Jesus won his last bet. That's the most important thing here. We can try and bury the lead all we want.
So he's one for 2023. Awesome.
Is there a bet line for if Tua gets another concussion next year?
I mean,
is there a line for that?
I hope there's not. Oh, I'm not bad. That's bad. That's bad luck there, man.
How the hell?
Bad karma.
How the hell?
If
you're the Dolphins, how the hell are you looking to?
You have
going?
To navigate that the rest of the way.
You got to bring in a veteran. And by the way, like you can't like You can't have Teddy Bridgewater, who just wasn't reliable this year. You got to bring in someone who you look at and say, he can come in, he'll play, he'll do a good job. There's enough free agent quarterbacks who they could find to go do that. Maybe Jimmy G's that guy because he knows the system. Mm. Plus, I think he'd love South Florida.
Oh, good point.
You think?
Yeah, given.
I bang with some Jimmy G, man. I bang with Jimmy G.
Did you?
I like him.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I like him.
I thought it was past tense.
That was slang terminology. Culturally speaking, you guys just jacked that up trying to have
How did I jack that up? I didn't say anything.
I'm just saying all kinds of weird words that y'all.
Oh, I get it. You said you guys because Jonas and I are white. I get it.
Berno.
I'm saying some,
you people. Yeah, you people.
He said you people.
I mean, racist.
Why are you guys playing with me? I don't understand.
You threw me under the bus. I wasn't a part of that.
There's just too many things I'm saying that you guys can just misconstrue what I'm saying.
You know, we should every time
you can
we
manipulate.
Every
me.
Time we talk to each other, we should say you people and see how long it takes before someone gets outraged.
Yeah.
Before somebody gets bothered.
But I'm going to be the one that catches the hard, parts of that,
That's not true.
It's like, why are you playing along with these people,
Because
you should know better than to be playing around with these people. Man.
Look at him.
Look at him. He loves it.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
What happened?
A little shooting gallery in here.
Another Vembot you're looking at?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was that one you just did? was that the rocket launcher?
Terrible.
No, that was stop, drop, and roll.
Okay.
Yeah. They say to do that when you're on fire. that's how you put the fire out.
Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? Gross. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top-shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. All right, so coming up next.
Oh, no.
We've got another edition
Slap
of...
Slap it up, flip it, rub it
unders.
Down. Oh, no!
We're going to see how things are looking as we head into a weekend before the Super Bowl. It's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and O'Reilly Auto Parts, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. So coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to look at some of the dominoes that are going to fall in the NFL based on some news over the last 24 hours. We'll have that for you here. Before we get to another edition of Over-Unders, want to let you know we are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code 2PROS. That's the number 2PROS for a special offer when you sign up. That's code 2PROS only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
All right, lead the lap. How much damage did I do last week in over-unders in comparison to everybody else?
Huh.
Who knows a good week?
You really want me to skip to the end there, or you want me to go one by one?
Yeah, let's go one by one.
You can skip to the end.
Yeah. I'm going to go one by one. All right. So
don't say who did well. Just go one by one. Let's keep it.
Passing touchdowns for Brock Purdy was at 1.5. Everybody took the under.
Yeah. So we won on that.
Yep. Boom. Everybody got that one. Passing yards and rushing yards for Jalen Hurts. It was pretty high. 299.5. Pros took this one. They took the under. He only had 121 passing, 39 rushing.
Yeah.
Should add more, though.
We hit on
so that.
That
should count.
On to Bengals and Chiefs. Passing touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes was at 2.5. He had one to Kelsey and one to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He only had two. Pros again took that round with the under.
Damn.
Passing and rushing yards for Joe Burrow. This one's interesting. 270 passing.
He ran well.
It was at 300.5. 270 passing, 30 rushing.
Ooh.
Right at 300. Jonas and Brady, you guys took the under. Good one on that one. Sorry there, Laura.
So they had it. They had it right on.
They had it right on.
Good for them.
Huh. Finally, away teams that win in the conference championships. Over under at 0.5. No away teams won yesterday on conference championship weekend. Jonas and LeVar, you guys took that one. So
Jonas won.
Tie.
No, it's Jonas a tie. Pros went 4-1. Jonas went 3-2.
Yeah. Oh.
Jonas.
Sorry, Jonas.
Okay.
Sorry, Jonas.
But that was obviously the exhibition preseason.
That's right. That was the exhibition for
the
22 weeks into the football season. Yeah. Where now this one counts.
Yeah, this is the one that matters.
All right, now I'm okay. Now that we're clear.
Yeah, now that we're all on the same page. This is the only one that counts, guys.
That is correct. That being the Pro Bowl weekend.
This is the only one
that really matters.
No, not
yes.
really.
Yeah,
it's a great point.
Is there a game to actually bet on?
This one was a little hard for me. So I got some over-unders for you guys.
Okay.
Yardage for the winner of the longest drive competition, where five players from each conference will tee off and see who has the longest drive. 325 yards, over under.
I wasn't even listening. I'm sorry.
LeVar was tuning the radio.
Yeah, I was tuning, definitely.
I'm going to say over. Who are the participants?
We got Justin Tucker, Jordan Poyer, C.J. Mosley, Marlon Humphrey, and Matt Judon for the AFC. Jonathan Allen, Tress Way, Darren Payne, T.J. Hockenson and Za'Darius Smith for the NFC?
Under.
On long drive?
Yes.
Oh, God. Here's the hard part is these guys could maybe smoke one, like crush one, but it has to be dead straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it's not – there's not a very wide variance. I'm going to take the over because I think someone's going to get a hold of one and hit over that.
Yeah. It's like golden tee.
Where are they doing this at? Las Vegas?
Yes.
You're a little bit at elevation there, too, so the ball should travel a little further.
Huh.
You think they're doing it at Topgolf?
I mean, why would you go to a Topgolf in Las Vegas?
When you can go to Margaritaville.
When you can go to Margaritaville.
That's a great
exactly.
point.
On the strip.
Exactly.
I'll take
it's
the
south
under.
Of Muncie.
I'll take the under.
You know what? I don't care, but let's can I take both? I'm going to do both.
You got to pick one or the other. Come on.
Nobody ever declared that. I'm going to take both.
I think that's just understood with the over-under, like you pick one.
Oh, yeah. Did it say over or under, or did it say over and
over? Over, under 325.
All right. I'm just saying he didn't say or and. So I'll take the over.
All right. Perfect scores for the best catch competition on Sunday.
So
today they have the first one between Pat Surtain and Stephon Diggs for the AFC, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Justin Jefferson for the NFC. Amon-Ra St. Brown. So perfect scores on Sunday.
What's it at a half?
Yes, at a half.
I'll take the over.
Isn't that a character from Stargate? wasn't he from Thundercats?
Hey, we gotta
know.
We gotta go. Run out of time.
Over.
Come on, Lee.
All right, guys. Winner of Kick Tech Toe will it be AFC or NFC? AFC's Justin Tucker, AJ
AFC.
Cole.
AFC's
Jason Myers.
NFC.
I'll take the NFC.
All right. Winner of the Clash at the Coliseum on Fox, even or odd for the racer that wins the Clash at the Coliseum?
What number card?
Jonas is odd, so I'll take even.
What's Kevin Harvick's number?
He is even. He's
I'll
number
take
four.
Even. I'm going to go with Kevin
that's
Harvick.
That's right. That's why I took it, too.
That's right,
because Jonas is odd.
My boy.
We got any more, Lee?
I'm going to take
winner
off.
Of the flag football game, NFC or AFC?
AFC.
NFC.
NFC.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Who cares?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.